In the hours leading up to the final gubernatorial debate before next week's election, supporters pack the sidewalk in front of the Marshall Center at USF's Tampa campus. Sink supporter Nicole Garcia says she likes the Democrat for a host of reasons.
She stands up for women's rights. She is experienced in economics, being part of a bank. And she's just an all-around Floridian, and she's a Democrat, and she's a liberal, and she's amazing.
Sink is currently the only Democrat to hold statewide elective office in Florida. Alex Carabello says he supports her because nearly across the board GOP leadership in Tallahassee has done quite a number on the state.
The Republicans have controlled the legislature and the governor's office for the last 12 years. So, I mean, how are they supposed to fix the problem when they've been part of the problem for the last 12 years?
Sink supporters and those of her opponent, millionaire and former medical executive Rick Scott, seem to blend as each camp rallies along the sidewalk. One key difference between the two crowds becomes glaringly apparent as the dual rallies wear on.
I'm not taking a moment.
You know better.
I know better.
No moments. Sorry.
Those two Scott supporters refuse to identify themselves or elaborate on their reluctance to comment on their support for Scott. Indeed, almost every Scott sign waiver WMNF approaches for an interview declines comment.
We're all volunteer supporters. That's it. All right?
No can do, Kimo Sabe.
No, thanks. We're just volunteers. Thank you.
Why not?
No reason. Just want to be out here and support, okay?
Sink supporters in the crowd allege that many from the Republican camp are being paid to stand and wave signs for Scott. This could not be confirmed by airtime, but one Scott supporter identifies himself as a campaign staffer. A few Scott supporters are willing to go on the record and say why they support Scott. One of these is Matt McKeithen.
Anything that we read on his ads can be true, because he, especially when you hear it from his mother, who is a good woman.
Another is Jessica Molina, a college student and intern with the campaign.
I believe in his views about what the jobs he's trying to create in Florida, and also about...
Pro-life!
Oh yeah, pro-life. I also agree with him being pro-life and against abortion.
Sink supporter Nicole Garcia says she thinks many people support Scott because they're ill-informed.
I just think they run on hypocrisy. They, you know, a lot of them are racist. A lot of them just don't know what they're talking about, and I don't agree with it at all. I think that they need to get a little bit more educated.
The sidewalk clears before the debate starts, and once it's underway, it's instantly clear that Sink and Scott don't think much of one another. The first question refers to Scott's ads linking Sink to President Obama.
I have to say, Rick, that every time you put that Obama liberal label on me, you just don't know what you're talking about.
They take up much of the debate attacking one another on their business ethics. Sink often laughs when Scott accuses her of defrauding seniors.
You've never once responded to what you did at Nations Bank, how you defrauded all those seniors with your tellers. Oh, laugh about it. Those seniors aren't laughing, right? You've never responded to the fact that at Sykes, public company, you're the auditor. You're on the audit committee of the board. Falsified the accounting records.
Sink tells Scott, whose former company Columbia HCA paid a record $1.7 billion in fraud-related fines, not to lecture her on business ethics.
He didn't build the company. He was a corporate raider. And he left as a disgraced chief executive officer because his company, the people that he says were smart and that he trusted, either he didn't know about it, or he did know about it, and he did know for 4 years. His financial statements disclosed that they were engaged in activities that were possibly illegal, and he didn't do anything.
A key difference between the two is environment. While both favor Everglades restoration, Sink opposes offshore drilling. Here's what Scott has to say about the BP oil disaster.
I dealt with the same sort of issue back in 1992 when Hurricane Andrew hit. I had a lot of hospitals down in Miami. And I was down there right after the hurricane hit. We had to completely evacuate one hospital, which was basically demolished. And I showed up. We had over 500 employees without homes. We had 154 patients in the hospital. I got nurses from the west coast of Florida over there within 8 or 9 hours. And I reopened two hospitals, and I stayed down there until it was solved.
The big gaffe of the evening comes when the two candidates are asked what the state minimum wage is.
$7.55.
Mm-hmm. Sink, is that right?
Yes.
$7.25. Mm-hmm. Close.
USF political science professor Susan McManus says being off by even 30 cents makes both candidates appear out of touch.
It's very embarrassing. That's going to be headlines all over the state. It'll be all over talk radio, on television. Every show tomorrow is going to cover that.
Because they're both millionaires.
And it really does make people uneasy to think that corporate CEOs don't know the minimum wage in a state where unemployment rate is fourth highest in the country.
But Democratic State Senator Dave Ehrenberg says Sink and Scott probably weren't the only two in the room who didn't know the minimum wage.
Well, I bet you there's not a person in that room today who knew that it was $7.25 as opposed to $7.55. So at least if you're going to make a mistake, it's good that your opponent makes the same mistake.
McManus says Sink is the debate's clear winner, but given the debate's lack of substance, that's not saying much.
The frustration that I heard here in our audience was what viewers and listeners and newspaper readers across the state are saying is they don't hear enough about the solutions that people have in mind. We know we have a crisis economy in this state. People would like to have more than a soundbite answer about what they're going to do about the problems.